Taking a look at the latest planting progress, I'm Danielle Drotzman with your Farm News Update. We are seeing corn planting being wrapped up around the United States, but there still are some remaining states that continue to work in the field. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey goes over the states that are not quite finished with corn.
Looking at our Midwestern states, there are only four where more than 10% of the acreage is left to plant. Ohio leads that list, 28% left to plant, meaning that they've planted 72% by June 1st. Other states with more than 10% left to plant, Indiana 14% to go, and both Michigan and North Dakota 11% to go. With just a few exceptions, things are winding down on corn planting. Do you want to point out, though, where that cool weather and the wet weather has been a little more persistent? In Ohio, 72% planted. The five-year average there is 87%, so quite a bit behind in the far eastern edge of the Corn Belt.
On the latest crop progress report, we saw Iowa at 97% planted, Minnesota at 99%, Nebraska at 98%, and South Dakota at 96% planted. And last week, we did get an update on sunflower planting from the National Sunflower Association, but this week, Rippey goes over the latest progress report for the country's sunflower crop.
As we move to the north, sunflower planting progress on June 1st, coming in at 41%, staying ahead of the five-year average of 36%, and last year's 35%. It is worth noting that we did have some very dense smoke moving across the north central United States later in the week and into the weekend related to forest fires in Canada and that smoke heading northward. Some very low air quality issues and also some reductions in visibility. Unless it were to persist for an extended period, not likely to have a major effect on crops. But certainly it was smoky in the air and in the skies across some of our sunflower producing areas in the last week.
With your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.